very charming parts of Geneva, but I think it's fair to say this isn't one of them. An industrial estate sandwiched between the railway and busy roads. I'm standing outside a large but really rather ugly warehouse. But inside, apparently, although the exact contents are shrouded in secrecy, are thousands and thousands of works of art. An estimated 300 Picassos alone, worth millions, perhaps even billions of dollars. This is Geneva's Freeport.
It was constructed at the end of the 19th century, so it's 150 years old, more or less. It was meant to store merchandise before it was shipped somewhere else or imported in the country without paying the local taxes. So you have soap, you have carpets, you have diamonds, you have paintings.
Simon Studer knows the Freeport well. Today he has his own art business there, but at the start of his career, it was his job to take stock of the thousands of works of art stored in this tax-free haven.
And I was led to a storage place where paintings were stored, and I had to go through Picasso works. So I was brought down in the morning, and they locked me into the safe, and I had to ring to take me out of the vaults. So it was quite a strange environment because I was alone, and I was surrounded by so many valuable artworks.
Today, the Freeport is booming, so much so that a brand new 10,000 square meter extension is being built. But why is more and more art coming to Geneva? And who is it all for? Jean-René Saillard works in Geneva for the British Fine Art Fund, an investment group devoted to buying art.
We see art actually as a very good investment, as a great way to diversify your portfolio. It's a good edge against inflation. There are many reasons to consider art now as an investment. As a fund, we're buying between, say, the 16th and the 21st century. That's a way to diversify risk.
So is this art in a museum or a gallery?
The main part of our collection is being stored at the Freeport in Geneva, actually, in very secured and safe facility.
At the same time, Geneva residents like Anne Shelton are buying up art too. Her house is full of her purchases, right down to her doorbell buzzers, by Turner Prize winner Douglas Gordon.
Doorbell. And I already had one doorbell. Just the other one. Where is it?
So how many works of art does she own?
Around 500, I think.
You haven't got space for all of them on your walls.
No, I don't. They are unhappily sleeping elsewhere. Yeah, because I buy too regularly.
And yes, Anne's 400 or so unused artworks are stored at the Freeport too. But she insists the Freeport is simply useful infrastructure for a thriving local art scene.
Geneva's finally got a real buzz going in contemporary art. And I think that everything has contributed to it. The museum, and there are more and more galleries. Geneva is a city where there is a certain affluence. There's no doubt about it. That has to play an important part in it, for sure. But we also have some fabulous artists. And that's got nothing to do with money.
Nevertheless, art is increasingly being seen as a commodity, a safe one. And new Freeports are springing up in Luxembourg and in Singapore. In them, art can remain in a fiscal limbo, not subject to tax or customs duties. But Geneva remains the oldest, the biggest, and the one with the most art. Jean-René Saillard again.
It would be probably the best museum in the world if it was a museum. It's an amazing, amazing amount of works being stored there. And it's just that there are some collectors that, they have so many works, they cannot keep everything at home. And indeed, they choose to put it in the safest condition. And the Freeport is that sort of facility.